episode. I'm recording this on the 18th, which is Tuesday, and it'll come out on the 20th, on the Thursday, like always. And this episode is, drum roll please, I believe it's episode 93, but I always forget to check before I come on. Yeah, episode 93. So, how we doing? I hope we are all well. It's nearly the end of March. Oh, well, is that? Yeah, well, we're past the middle anyway. So how are we? I hope we're well. I hope everything's running smoothly for everybody as we enter or almost enter into the second quarter of the year, which is mad. So today's episode is for women who are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and maybe a little bit lost in themselves. So if you've been juggling too much, trying to be everybody for everyone else, and now you're on empty, this is for you. And if you're navigating perimenopause or dealing with any form of chronic pain on top of all that, then no wonder you are feeling totally wiped out, a little bit like myself this week. So today we're going to talk about why burnout shows up differently for women in perimenopause. We're going to talk about how chronic pain makes burnout feel even heavier. And I'm going to give you some practical steps to help you reset, restore, and feel more like you again. Because burnout doesn't just happen because you're doing too much. It happens when you stop giving yourself what you need. So let's dive in and let's go for it. So first things first, I want to talk about what's happening in your body. So why perimenopause and chronic pain amplify burnout. And I'm speaking about this as a person of experience. I have both, or I don't even really like saying I have anything, because obviously that really attaches to your identity. But I do suffer with perimenopause symptoms, and I also suffer with chronic pain symptoms. I have been diagnosed with endometriosis, which most of you will know, which is not a fun thing to have. But yeah, I can totally resonate here. And also, like, in those moments where you're just like, I don't know why I feel the way I do, or I don't know why I'm feeling so tired, or I don't know whatever. But there's so many things that you can do that can really massively alleviate that. And I have not been doing those things recently, which is why I am feeling quite burnt out. So let's talk perimenopause first. So perimenopause isn't just hot flashes and mood swings. It is seasons of hormonal shifts that can leave you feeling absolutely exhausted, even after a really good sleep. It can give you a bit of a foggy, kind of fuzzy head, like you just can't concentrate no matter how hard you try. And you can get emotionally overloaded, which is where like small things can feel just a bit too much. Now, I'm someone who's super optimistic. I am normally the kind of sunshine, if you like. Every day I'm quite positive, I'm quite upbeat, I'm quite uplifted. But there is times that it really is not able to be that way. They are few and far between, which I'm very lucky about, and I'm very honoured that I know loads of managing and lots of different tools to help me making sure that I am on top of it. But when there is moments where I'm not on top of it, it really does make me have a wee bit of a wake-up call. And when you add in chronic pain to all that mix, whatever that is, whether it's a diagnosis of something like fibromyalgia, I can't even say that word, arthritis, migraines, tension from stress, whatever it is, or just chronic pain in some capacity within your body, burnout really does hit harder. And why? Because pain in itself is really draining. Your body is constantly working to manage that discomfort. It's riddled with cortisol. And when you're still trying to keep on top with life's demands, and your energy bank can really deplete faster than ever. So if this sounds like you, let me tell you this, you are not weak. You are just tired, deeply, soulfully tired, and your body is asking for help. I've said this before on this podcast. I read a book called The Body Keeps Score, and it just gives you that whole new appreciation and respect for your body because it really, really does. So the warning signs of burnout in perimenopausal women. Burnout can be very, very sneaky, especially when you're already managing hormonal shifts and chronic pain. So it's so easy to brush off warning signs as, oh, it's just life, it's just hormones, soldier on, which is like what we in the Western world have kind of been conditioned to do. But some of the warning signs emotionally would be things like feeling really overwhelmed, even by really small tasks, snapping at the people that you love the most, your kids, your partner, your family, and even more so over things that wouldn't normally bother you. Crying for no apparent reason. If you think about when you were hormonal and coming into puberty, you used to cry for no reason, and it's just your body allowing that release. We forget that like these moments happened all those years ago. Physical warnings would be like constant fatigue, even after you've rested, headaches, muscle tensions, flare-ups and chronic pain where there's like a specific like trigger or specific like time that you are in a lot of pain and the pain is becoming more severe. And increased cravings for sugar, caffeine, or comfort foods. Oh my God, how bloody true is that? What I always find when I'm tired, when I'm starting to reach burnout, I want all the sugar. Everything, I want all the sugar. And you see, this is even quite good for me remembering all these things and talking about these things because then it makes you be like, yeah, tick the box. So mental warning signs. Being quite forgetful, having some brain fog, putting things in places and not remembering when they are, or maybe like you're asking where your phone is, you've got it in your hand, stuff like that. And I think we're so easy to just shrug things off as like, I mean, I am very daft and I'll own it till the cows come home, but I am very easily shrugging things off as just, oh, it's me being daft again. And actually it's more than that. Struggling to make decisions. I have always been quite a indecisive person. But there certainly is times where I feel myself that I am more so. And feeling quite detached, like you're not really not really there, you're just kind of going through the motions. If any of this is resonating, I want you to know that you're not alone and there is always a way through. So how do we break free from burnout and reclaim our energy? Healing from burnout isn't about pushing harder, and it's really, really important to say this. Like, I have been so guilty in the past of being that person that just push through, and we'll get through the other side. Sometimes we need to slow down and we need to give your body exactly what it's desperate for. So here's where it's at. Number one, we want to be embracing rest without guilt. And I think we as females get so guilty of resting, but like we feel this immense amount of guilt when we are resting because we could we in our heads think, oh, we could or we should be doing something else. We're conditioned to believe that it's lazy, but your body is not weak, and this is what's so important. It is so, so wise. And if you are constantly running on empty, rest isn't optional, it is essential for your well-being. Think of your body sometimes like a car, like it needs to have the fueling in it. And if it was to continue to run and run and run and run and run and run and run, then it would eventually stop working. So I want you to think about scheduling some downtime, like you would an appointment. And I want you to honor it and respect it and give your body and your mind the respect and the honor that it deserves. Give yourself permission to say no. Without an apology, we are again so conditioned to be people pleasing, and that a lot of that can stem from our generations before us. And we need to learn to say no. We need to learn to have those boundaries. Number two, I want you to prioritize your blood sugar balance. So perimenopause It makes your body a little bit more sensitive to blood sugar dips, which can trigger your fatigue, and it can also trigger things like anxiety and mood swings. So this is something that I've been learning quite recently about nutrition, how actually when you effectively break a fast, not that I'm saying to fast, because that everybody effectively fasts when you're sleeping. So a breaking a fast doesn't mean a fast as we would, as people call it, like intermittent fasting. That it just means like having not eaten for a period of time. The first thing that you eat shouldn't be sugar, because that spikes our cortisol and it spikes our glucose levels as a perimenopausal woman, which your body and your hormones don't like. So think about starting your morning with protein and healthy fats instead of caffeine and sugar. And if you are going to have something sugary or something sweet, it's better to have it after a meal than pre-meal or just on its own. Also thinking about snacking on foods that stabilize your energy. So nuts, seeds, fiber-rich options, they're going to help stabilize your energy and not have like big spikes and big crashes. Number three, think about managing stress with nervous system regulation. So when you're in chronic pain or feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling any sort of way like that, your nervous system's actually in fight or flight, and it's innate in us. It's like an innate in our physiology. From thinking about, if you think back to caveman times and stuff like that, we have been designed to have this fight or flight within us to keep us safe. So resetting it is absolutely key. So things like breath work, there's loads of different breath work modalities you can do. You can do a simple one like a box breath, like breathing in for four, holding for four, exhaling for four, and then holding for four, and repeating that kind of five or six times. There's loads of different other modalities of breathing as well, and if anybody wants to reach out to me, feel free to do so. I think if I started talking about other breath works, it would either not make sense or it would just be a bit overwhelming. So box breathing is probably your simplest one that everybody can do. Everybody breathes, but it's about really, really tapping into how we breathe. Are we breathing with our chest? We want to really be breathing into the belly button and really expanding our lungs and our ribcage and really use it for what it's designed for. So our breath is directly connected to our nervous system, and it's your most simplest natural way to soothe it, is just taking hold of that breath and controlling that breath. Also things like grounding practices, so stepping outside in your bare feet, even gentle stretching, or just sitting in silence. These are all like grounding practices that are going to help you just bring yourself back to that kind of homeostasis. Working, number four, is working with your hormones, not against them. So your energy naturally does fluctuate, and especially during perimenopause, and that is okay. Thinking about noticing when you have more energy and plan your most demanding tasks for those days. And on lower energy days, think about leaning into rest and gentle movement, and your body will thank you. And sometimes I'm guilty of ignoring that entirely. I've got a wee cup of tea here. So when there's a wee gap, I'm just having a wee drink of tea. And also, number five is ask for help without shame. I think, again, in our society, we've been conditioned to think like help, asking for help is like a weakness, like you are not good enough because you can't do something on your own. I know for sure, like back in the day, I was so guilty of that. I was so guilty of kind of soldiering on and a bit pig-headed and like I will do it by myself and it's better doing it by myself. And I really, really had this kind of a precious, like, I don't need anybody. So, and I'm super independent, and I always will be super independent. I'm proud that I'm really independent. But I almost had this like, I don't need anybody else, and I will do it all by myself. Like, I'm sure there's a word for that. I can't think what the word is, but it's really important to recognize that you can't pour from an empty cup, and you were never meant to do it alone. Even me as a single parent, and I'm sure some, a lot of the ladies listening will be in the same position as me, like absolutely wear that crown like a badge of honor, like that you have managed to be a single parent and bring your kids up in this world with or without help, whatever. Like absolutely, I commend you. I applaud you. Take a bloody bow, but it doesn't mean to say that you have to do everything by yourself and you don't need. Not that you don't need anybody else, but like it's not okay to ask for help. It's not okay to have that support and have that extra kind of layer of whatever it is that you need. So whether it's leaning on friends or setting boundaries at work or asking family for support, know that asking for help is actually a sign of strength. It is not a weakness. And I think we're so guilty of thinking that it's a weakness. Actually, see when you can have the balls to be like, actually need a bit of help here. There's so much more, like there's so much more to that than just asking for help. Like it's like a massive self-awareness. It's like a massive recognition of like actually, I don't need to do it all alone. I don't need to do everything. I don't need to be everything for everybody else. I don't need to do all these different things. What I need to do is look after myself. What I need to do is serve myself first. So if you're feeling like burnout is taking over your life, please know this, that you are not broken. You're just overdue some deep rest, maybe some sleep, and some self-compassion. The most powerful thing you can do right now isn't pushing through, it's to pause and ask yourself, what does my body need right now? Maybe it is sleep. Maybe it's nourishment. Maybe it's permission to put yourself first without guilt or an apology. And whatever it is, honor whatever it is that you need. Because the more you care for yourself, the stronger, calmer, and more resilient you will become. So I want you to challenge yourself this week. I want you to choose one small step to nourish your body and mind. And if you're unsure where to start by resting. And if this episode has resonated with you at all, I would love to hear your thoughts. So you can drop me a message on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or on here as well. Share this with somebody if you know it will resonate with somebody else. Share it with somebody else to let them know that they're not alone. And if you really want to have that mega, mega, mega honouring of yourself, book our incredible retreat that's coming up in May from the 9th to the 11th. We're going to be doing all things healing, all things inner child, all things nurturing who we are and healing and all that self-love, giving ourselves permission to love ourselves more than anything. So until next time, remember you are strong, you are worthy, and you're so much powerful, more powerful than you even realize. Have a magical day. I'll speak to you soon.